Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 244 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour or so. Got some excellent stuff this week and a couple of wee themes, bits and pieces just to keep things interesting for myself and hopefully for you guys too. So to kick things off, here's Twisted Sister with The Fire Still Burns from the Come Out and Play album.
I saw.
So right off there, the eagle ears will have noticed that first off, we had Twist Sister with The Fire Still Burns, with a very highly underrated Come Out and Play album. I think the only turkey in that's the Leader of the Pack cover. Apart from that, solid metal album, really good. And Dee Snider continues to embarrass himself with the things he says in the press, going against Gene Simmons, and then we're never reforming. Yes, we are reforming, and oh, it's just endless. And he's like, he's yesterday's man. He has been since 1985. Read his biography. So straight after Twisted Sister, that was Hail of Bullets covering Destroyer by Twisted Sister. So there you go, the 2-for-1 deal there. Next up, we have The Hidden Hand, The Mighty Wino. This is a track from their first album, Divine Propaganda, and it's a track called Damyata, and they have just recently been reissued on vinyl, and I believe they're flying off the shelf, so if you want to get them, go out and get them now. This is Damyata.
Oh,
Following a Hidden Hand, that was Spirit Caravan, another one of Wino's bands. You keeping up yet? These guys, this guy just knocks out solo albums and bands and Vitus, the Hidden Hand, the Obsessed are back on the road again. But that was Spirit Caravan with Power Time from the Jug Full of Sun album from 1999. All great records, they're really well worth tracking down if you just want solid riffs and good heavy rock. So next up, we've got a bit of a double headliner with the Eric Rutan, who plays for Cannibal Corpse, producer extraordinaire. But first up, here's a track from his first band, Ripping Corpse, from the Dreaming with the Dead album. This is called Beyond of Humanity.
Something in the ghost is murder, flawless as shit. Gliding, rocking down psychosis.
Really ramping it up there after Ripping Corpse. That was Hate Eternal with To Know Our Enemies from the I Monarch album. That was the band Rutan joined after he left Morbid Angel after recording Domination with him. Did he record Domination? I think he did. But yeah, what a guitar player. And there's some of his playthrough stuff you can see online there, and it's just his down picking is just unbelievable. It's just so furious. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. So next up, a 30-year anniversary of The Gathering's Mandyland. Can't believe it, 30 years. And they're doing some Reformation gigs this week in Nijmegen. I know a couple of people are waiting. I wish I could have been there myself, but it sold out in like 2 seconds, so didn't get to get any tickets. So I thought I'd play a track of that album. I first heard this was in Tower Records in London. I was in just doing a bit of shopping, heard this, and they were playing it. I went, what is this? Oh, The Gathering. Oh, I want to buy it. Oh, it's only CD, only version half of it, mate. We're playing it here in the shop. Oh, I want to buy that, please. The soulmate, so that was very good of them. But anyway, this is Eleanor. We'll be right back.
was gone.
and keeping it all things melodic. That was Oceans of Slumber with the soundtrack to My Last Day from their self-titled album, which is a super cover version of Wolf Moon by Tybo Negative. Just love her voice, it's absolutely beautiful. And I think I played that track back away around show 62, according to the record. So I haven't played in a while because I feel guilty when I play a song a second time, but sometimes they need plagues, you need to hear them again. So next up we have Grief Collector, which features Robert Lowe, of course, from Solitude Eternus, Candlemass, and Tyrant, and the Solitude Eternus are back together again. Well, I'm not going to go through that again, how I missed them this year in Keep It True, because I wasn't there. But hopefully we'll get to see them soon. But anyway, this is a track called The Letting Go from the In Delirium album. Following Grief Click, that was something completely new and absolutely raucous. Really enjoying this one. It came through, it was sent as a promo, and I couldn't believe it. Just no nonsense, straight ahead, metal. That was Sadistic Goat Messiah with Stainless Steel. So, looking forward to hearing more from them. It's a great name, and it certainly catches your attention. So, next up, a couple of punk things. Dead Kennedys, Jello Biafra, another man that sort of embarrassed himself quite heavily with sucking up to the government and things, but won't go into that. And this is a track called One Way Ticket to Pluto from the Bedtime for Democracy album.
Countdown, get ready for the blast off, and don't forget the hype. We're going into space, the sacred science, just like Messi's editor, monkey turds, leaking from the lab. A merciless play by Howard Cosell. Going where no man has gone before, don't ask us what that is, we have no idea. We're chosen for this great mission because we are here to favor sacrificing right, a little too bright. Step one, senator, your vomit, it's time to analyze it for the folks back home. Open the hatch, what's worse than life that the commies are supposed to know about? A real challenge is to keep it a secret from the press back home. You're going where no man has gone before, don't ask us what that is, we have no idea. You're chosen for this great mission because you're hardy and strong and make a lot of fuss, especially around us. We like you better when you're far away. Notice we're going the wrong direction. We have a defensive problem, we find it that way. We had to dispose of all of you so we can spoil the final frontier. I bring a question of Star Wars plans for the parts that they are. Going where no man has gone before, for rocking the boat in rock and roll doom. You're on a one-way ticket to Pluto. We wash our hands of you and your hot luck, so don't forget to write.
And that was Sepultura with a cover of the Dead Kennedys' Drug Me, which was from the Virus 100 album, where a load of bands got together and covered Dead Kennedys' songs in various styles. Faith No More done like sort of a bluegrass version, and there's a No Means No doing a cappella version of a song, and there's all kinds of weirdness on it. Some of it's really good, and some of it's novelty factor, but some of it's really good, well worth a listen if you ever see it out and about there. So next up, another just straightforward metal. Let's say shout it out for what we do love. First up, Exciter with Pounding Metal from the Violence and Force album.
Yeah. By as in crime.
And following Cider, that was Sly Fegg with Heavy Metal Monk from the Down Amongst the Dead Men album. Haven't heard that one in a long time. Must get that album on the playlist over the weekend, actually. Haven't heard it in that long. Love that one, and a vinyl copy of that, but I'm not paying them sort of prices out there for that. So anyway, thanks for listening. I hope you heard something you haven't heard before. And I think there's gigs and things starting to pop up. There's record fairs. There's Record Fair in Bangor tomorrow, if anybody's interested in that. I'll be down poking about. Hopefully get down, get the good stuff pulled out before any of us get there. But anyway, to finish off, we're going to end with the Swans with Why Are We Alive from the White Light from the Mouth of Infinity. And for some people I know, it's just how are they still alive? And probably for a lot of music we listen to, how are some of the bands still alive with the things they got up to over the years? But anyway, enjoy this. Swans, Why Are We Alive? Until next time, look after yourselves.
Na 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 na. Wow.